This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. As we do in the second hour, we are replaying some of the more listened to company updates and daily editorials from the week. Kicking off this second hour with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Doc, on Monday, spent some time with us talking about the recent breakout in the precious metals sector. We went into a number of different resource stocks. It's a longer conversation, so these first two segments are going to be with Doc. I hope you all enjoy, and if you want to hear these segments in their entirety, visit our website or podcast. Hope you all enjoy this segment. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, so we're going to be talking about gold's continued breakout. We'll even get into some of the gold stocks and get Doc's opinion on this environment where it seems like everything simply is moving higher. Doc, let's start off with the gold chart. It seems like we're getting a gold breakout maybe a little bit earlier than you anticipated this year. It all started just over a week ago on the very first day of March when gold started to move higher and then followed through once it broke that $2,100 level and is now quite close to $2,200. Doc, in terms of the sustainability of this rally and gold's ability to continue to move higher, what are the charts telling you?
What the charts are telling me is what we've talked about in the past, that this is really a strong market for gold, and the fact that it, from its highs back in 2020, didn't come off that much, maybe about 25%, versus way back in 2011 or 12 when we saw a pullback close to almost 50%. And that's a mark of a strong market, and it's showing it right now. And what's good about this gold market is that if you want to focus on the monthly chart with MAC, the 12-month is slowly moving above the 26-month. And I love to see that because it's been doing it since the end of 2022. And it looks like it's going to continue doing that for a while. The only thing that would put a fly in the ointment is if the 12-month would take out the 26-month in a strong manner, and I don't see that happening, frankly. I think we're going to continue to, over time, slowly move up in this gold market, and ultimately that's going to be good for the stocks, which I think are mostly bottoming right now, which we talked about. In fact, we might even be bottoming now on the large cap stocks, and that's very possible. So I think for those that haven't been getting in this market, if they want to do well in the future in this market, they better be accumulating some of these better companies.
Well, Doc, just before we get into some of the companies themselves, just focusing on the gold price, since it's getting so much attention right now, I'd love to get your thoughts on it for the short term, maybe looking at a daily or weekly chart as opposed to the monthly chart, because a lot of people think it's getting a little overbought here after such a big run. But sometimes when a market takes off, it can just stay overbought and keep running. So your short-term outlook, and then longer-term, what do you think a good target or time frame is for how this move in gold could extend if it really is the next leg of the bull market?
Yeah, I think we're getting a little bit overbought here. We could move up a little bit more, you know, for a little bit. But I think we could be peaking, and then I think we'll pull back. But when you look at the daily and the weekly, they still look, you know, okay as far as in the position they're at. But even if we get a pullback, I think over time this year we'll continue to move higher. Actually, that'd be an extremely positive thing if we did it in a gradual way, because that'll give us a stronger market in the future even, and that'll help these stocks start to break out, some of these precious metal stocks, and it could make for a nice long bull market instead of one that's a flash in the pan where we just streak too quickly in an exponential manner up. and then we have to pay a price when it comes back down. So I can see that potentially by the end of this year, we could be higher than 2,500. That's possible looking at the way that the MACD is moving. If it continues to move like it is, we could see 2,500 by the end of the year.
So as you said, Doc, bull markets, they do have natural pullbacks. What level would a reasonable test, a bullish pullback to test a certain level be on the gold chart?
I think it's possible that we could move back and test between 2,000 and 2,100. I wouldn't expect it to go much below that at all. In fact, that'd be quite healthy if we did that. If we would keep moving back and testing the median of the Bollinger Bands on the monthly chart, and if gold would continue to bounce off of that, that would be extremely healthy because it would really give us a good base to farm with this market. So I wouldn't have a problem at all. We're testing the upper border of the Bollinger Bands on the monthly chart right now. So if we move down a little bit and then move down next month, that would be fine with me. And if we do, I would be continually buying these stocks, which I've been doing for a number of weeks, buying every week. I just hope for little pullbacks on some of them, and I purchase some more. So I wouldn't expect it to move back below 2,000 again. The odds of that right now, if we maintain the movement of the 12-month on the 26-month moving average, that possibility is really low. But that's okay to pull back. It would really be healthy if we did that in a controlled manner.
Well, Doc, just diving into some of the gold stocks, you had mentioned the last couple months that we'd probably still see some weakness in the larger cap mining stocks, you know, the majors and the mid-tiers, and we absolutely have. You know, in January and February, we're not very friendly to the larger cap stocks. The juniors have already been beat up for a long time, and some of them just finally dried up on volume. They weren't getting any trading at all. In this environment where we're seeing a gold breakout, does that stave off any further major downside slides in some of these stocks? Like we had talked about a couple of the stocks you were watching as sentinel stocks in the sector, and you thought they had lower targets. Are those targets off the board now that gold has broken out?
I thought the odds were pretty good that we might hit 25 on Newmont. And we still, the thing to watch on Newmont is on the monthly chart, the MACD. And if we would move down again next month, we're still in that channel where we're moving down. Then there's a possibility we might see a pricing between 25 and 30. However, the encouraging thing is on the ADX, on the black line, which is a neutral line for the bullish and bearish lines of the red and green, we bottomed in an area we've been before, and that's encouraging from the standpoint of we might not have much lower in that, and if we don't, we may be seeing Newmont right now bottoming out in this $30 to $35 range. So that's encouraging, actually. But then if we would get a turn up in the 12 months, that would tell you pretty much that maybe we've seen the low in Newmont Corporation.
So a lot of these stocks have gone through a bounce. Even GDX has bounced quite nicely just over the last about 7 trading days, maybe. But, Doc, have they done enough? Have the stocks done enough? Has GDX done enough to confirm this much more bullish outlook for the overall gold sector, including the stocks?
It hasn't, because it hasn't broken out of its trading range, the weekly trading range. It's just had a nice bounce off the Bollinger Band on its weekly chart, which it's done multiple times in the past on this movement down. So we'd have to see it break above to be more encouraged. But right now, it's still in that trading range. And until we break out of those trading range on multiple number of these stocks, we can probably still expect to see them in a bottoming process. But anytime they come back, I feel that you better be buying these things, because with what gold's showing us right now is just predicting down the road that we're going to have higher prices. And that ultimately is going to impact the precious metal stocks.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Second segment of the second hour. And continuing to replay the episode with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, where we continue to talk precious metals and now a little bit more into the precious metal stocks. stuck. You can look over some of these charts just in the last week, and it does look like it could be starting a V-shaped recovery here because of the speed that a lot of these stocks have recovered. But again, it's really just one weekly candle here that has shown some of this follow through. This week's going to be important to see. What do you take away from this environment, though, where it's not just gold stocks or gold that are starting to run here? It's a lot of different sectors, a lot of different markets, domestically and internationally, that are running higher, that people are talking about all-time highs in.
Well, all that means is there's a lot of money in the system yet, and that probably goes back to the pandemic when they threw tons of money into this. And, of course, you got the fiscal stimulus money that governments have been throwing into that, and it's all a function of money. And money supply, and what really gets markets going is when velocity picks up, which it hasn't, and that could be impacting the gold market a little bit because the consumer is certainly not appreciating what's going on with credit card debt being what it is and at an all-time high, and then they're paying 20%, 21% interest on those credit cards. So, you know, it's a function of a lot of money sloshing around in the system yet. And as long as that continues, you can expect some of this velocity in these markets. And I think that's what we're seeing yet. And it just, one of the charts that I find very interesting, we talked this off mic, is the bond market chart. The bond market chart worries me from the standpoint of, if you look at some of the things that are happening in it on the monthly chart, it's signaling to me the potential that within the next year, maybe the end of this year or into next year, we may start another leg of the bond market down. And that tells me that inflation has not been solved and might not be solved. And then that tells me that the Fed may disappoint the markets by not lowering as much as some people say they're going to lower this year. Or they might not even lower, because if we start to get some surprises in the inflation figures, they got a real dilemma on their hands. But the bond market worries me because it's signaling to me that down the road we're going to have higher rates than we've even seen so far. At this point, it's showing that. Now, that could change, but that's what it's showing me right now.
Well, Doc, if that's true and if the bond market has a lot more weakness over the next year or so that's going to start showing up, that means interest rates are going to be going higher. What does that environment mean for the precious metals markets? Because typically higher rates are not a positive. They're a headwind to the gold price. Now, gold's held up okay considering all the rate hikes that have happened, but most people think that's in the rearview mirror and that rates will come down. If rates go up and if the bond markets keep correcting, what does that mean for precious metals?
I think for precious metals going forward, this may be a time when it doesn't impact precious metals, actually, because as we know historically, sometimes increasing interest rates can drive inflation higher, actually, because those costs have to be rolled over into other people's responsibility. If you have industry with higher costs, they're going to raise prices. So oftentimes, increasing interest rates do not necessarily mean that you're going to have lower inflation. It often adds to the conundrum of rising inflation. So it could happen this time that that's what occurs. And if it does, I don't think it's going to affect the gold price that much. And the gold market might be telling you that also.
What about impacting the gold equities, especially the smaller ones? If cost of capital remains high, well, it's harder for them to get work done. And if inflation keeps ticking up, means that the majors, well, they need much higher gold prices just to keep up with inflation. So how do you balance out that whole scenario for the gold equities?
Yeah, and that's really possible, especially if you get a general move in commodities again, Corey, especially when costs of energy for these companies, because we could see the same thing in oil and gas. Those prices could start to move again, and that would be a negative for these companies. And that's why I don't see a lot of these companies breaking out necessarily right away. And that's one of the reasons fundamentally why I think that it could be a gradual move higher over time until if something gives where these companies really take off, which with increasing gold prices ultimately I think will help them. I've watched people say for years they've been pushing $5,000 to $10,000 gold, and way back when, I think I've been hearing that for over 20 years. Well, I used to listen to that and think, oh, they're full of it. Well, back then, they probably were. But going forward, now I think for the first time, those people could be correct in their assessment. I wouldn't be surprised to see within 5 or 6 years where we see $5,000 to $10,000 gold.
Wow. Well, that would be something that would really be a big change in the markets, because, yes, people have been saying that for decades, but it seems like you're warming up to the scenario where that actually could play out over the next 5, 6 years. I got to ask you then, Doc, what about silver? Because a lot of times there's a much tighter correlation with both the gold and silver stocks to silver itself, the price action, than there is even to gold. What do you make of it? It's had a little bit of a bump, and that's probably correlated with the move in the mining stocks. But when is silver going to get out of its funk and really break out?
Well, silver right now, this week, if we close up here, it's a nice close. And silver chart has flattened out, which is really nice. It looked last month like it could move lower, but this month has really helped silver. Silver is trading in a very nice range right now. The other very encouraging thing about silver is if you go to the strength indicators like the ADX chart, where the black line, the neutral line, has bottomed out. Now, that tells you that, okay, that's probably going to give some support to the silver price. And then the question becomes, what's the next big move when that black line starts turning up? Is it going to be down in the silver price or up in the silver price? And I would bet that when that next move comes, it's going to be a move higher in the silver price. So I think we're in great shape for the silver price right now in the long-term charts. It looks very encouraging. Now, that could change, but with gold being as strong as it is and breaking out, and silver generally moving somewhat with gold, I think it's very encouraging the way that chart looks right now. And then if you get a general move in these commodities, especially if we're internationally, and especially with BRICS moving to a commodities-based type of system as far as currencies for them, or a currency for them, that's only going to be supportive of commodities. So I think silver in the future is starting to look better and better, not only from a fundamental standpoint, but from a technical standpoint.
All right, there you have it from our Monday interview with Doc. I hope you all enjoyed that replay. Again, you can listen to that full interview posted on Monday on our website and podcast, also on our YouTube page. Just search The KE Report. We're going to be right back with a couple company updates, starting with graphene manufacturing.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Brooklyn DA's office say a 32-year-old man acted in defense of his own life and those around him. He was on a Manhattan-bound A train when a 36-year-old started a fight with him and pulled out a gun. The man grabbed the suspect's gun and fired at him. He's now in critical condition. Georgia DA Fani Willis is accepting the resignation of her deputy prosecutor. In a written statement Friday, prosecutor Nathan Wade says he's stepping down from the case in the interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. The governor of Ohio says people in his state came together in the aftermath of some devastating storms.
I asked the law enforcement, you know, how in the world did you check all the places? They got it done. But we also had neighbors who were watching out for neighbors.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Replaying in this segment an interview with Graphene Manufacturing Group, also known as GMG. This was posted on Wednesday. This is a very interesting conversation for me because the stock has declined in price quite significantly on the back of some company news that I think needed further explanation due to all the questions and emails that all of you have sent me. Thank you for sending me all your questions. I brought on the company to discuss the recent share price action as well as provide an update on a few of their divisions, the battery division, the thermal XR division, and path to revenue and profitability. Again, this full interview posted on Wednesday. Please keep emailing me your questions for GMG. I hope you all enjoy this update. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMG. Also traded now on the OTCQX under the symbol GMGMF. I am chatting with Craig Nickel, founder and CEO of GMG. Now, Craig, there's been quite a bit of news that has come out of the company over the last month. We can talk everything about cost reductions from an operational level, also the start of trading on the QX, as well as the company's battery division making it to a 1,000 milliamp capacity. All of this released pretty much in the last month. But I do have to ask you, Craig, because I've gotten a number of questions, is that recently, just over the last about week and a half, the stock has sold off a fair bit on the back of, again, not much news. So do you have any insights for shareholders here about what's causing this sell-off in the shares?
Yeah, thanks, Corey, and I appreciate you having me back on again. Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. I can tell you we're fully disclosed, and we've got a anecdotal evidence to say that shorts are on the stock. It's very hard to know exactly what the shorts are doing and how much they are and what the impact are, because if you don't know, there's very little data that the exchange provides, nor OTC and TSXV. So to actually understand the impact, it's quite difficult, especially intraday shorts, kind of more longer-term shorts. There is some data. It comes in about every few days. It's not daily. So yeah, it is difficult to know exactly, but I do think there's some element of it that it's working through, those shorts. And I guess I hear a lot of different people who follow our stock quite well in quite detail say that it is. So that's pretty much all I have to say at this point.
Okay. Well, Craig, I'm sure I'll keep getting emails and questions about the share price. I'll keep watching along. Let's talk about the company then. The most recent news release, March 11th, the operational cost reduction, a target of $4.5 million Australian. How should investors view this? What are you doing to reduce these costs, and how does that impact the overall strategy of the company?
Yeah, so we've done this because we're merging into or becoming into a commercial operation, and it's really important to have your cost targets very clear. So when you start coming out with your profitability targets and your understanding around your look forward potential cash flow positive space, that we have all of this clear. So we put this target out. We believe that probably around half of it will be achieved through organizational changes that we've already implemented. Now, those organizational changes come about from us going through a very large engineering projects phase that probably for the last 2 years we've had both a team in operations and a team in projects. And now we've basically finished that work for the near future. We've taken the opportunity to reset, and we've pretty much merged those teams in effect. We brought a new person in charge of our development operations who's been with the company for more than a year and has been doing a great job in his existing role. So we brought him across to be the Chief Development and HSC Officer. That's Paul McIntosh. And then we effectively then get a lot of those cost savings through the blending of putting a projects and operations team back together, because we just don't have the work for the engineers at this point. Now, of course, we've got work coming up, which we can talk about, the development work, but that's not until for some time, and we want to make sure that we have the business set correctly with the right people, the right team, and have the right cost base. And that's effectively what this is about.
So, Craig, is this slowing down any of the growth or advancements in any of the divisions?
I would suggest no, it's not. We haven't, in fact, we've been trying to increase the speed of those areas. We haven't really had any significant impact on the battery team, nor have we had any change in the sales area. So, my feeling is that we'll have a pretty, we'll still be pushing through all of those areas as we've been in the past, and we'll continue, I believe we'll continue to do that. So, no, it should not change our impact or our delivery in those really important areas. And we'll be highlighting and very focused on delivery even more with very, very targeted applications of people to deliveries as we've done in the past. But it'll be even more heightened with a very keen focus on delivery under this new cost mindset as well.
Okay, so let's break it down by division, starting with the battery division. February 6th, you announced that the graphene aluminum ion battery got to 1,000 milliamp capacity. February 14th, you released some temperature data around the charging capability of this battery. What comes next for the battery? Where do we stand in terms of growing this division?
Yeah, so the test, what we're doing next is to basically get to a fully tested, third-party tested battery. And that's what we have to do for the Rio Tinto joint development agreement, and also for customers who, potential customers who want to see it and test it as well, who are around the world. So that's that next phase you know, we continue to see strong interest in this battery from a number of different types of sectors and types and customers around the world. That's still there. It is revolutionary in multiple aspects. You know, obviously no lithium, no copper, very, very fast charging and discharging, which is really quite unique. It's probably the most unique battery of its type. And obviously, you know, made of aluminum or aluminium, depends on where you're, yeah, which side of the Pacific you're on. And then, you know, it's obviously got some obviously really good recycling and life opportunities, parameters as well. So that it's the next stage is get the battery externally tested, get it. We're obviously doing work internally to be able to do that, because there's a number of batteries that we've got to provide to different companies around the world to do that, and we're working through those internal tests and doing it ourselves. And when you do that, you find things and you fix them up and then you do them again. So once you get that to a point that you think you've got it, and you send it externally, and then we'd be announcing those results pretty quickly thereafter by the companies that have done it all. If we can't name them, we'll hopefully be able to share the results.
So is that a this year type of thing then? Will there be enough batteries produced to send out two people to test them to get back that data this year?
Yeah, definitely. So that's definitely this year, and we're hoping in the very near term. We've been saying for some time that we aim to have all this done by basically June this year. So we've got another 3.5 months or so to hit that target. We think we'll get there. We've just had Bob Galyon, a director based in Indiana, come across to Brisbane to review our battery team's progress last week. It's always great when he comes across. He's come up a number of times. And, you know, of course, when you've got one of the most knowledgeable guys in the world about batteries, he's probably built factories and made more batteries than probably any other person in the world in terms of lead acid and lithium ion, as the previous CTO for CATL. So he's got a lot of experience to be able to help us guide this brand new technology in getting into the world. So, you know, feel confident that with his support and plus also numerous other different advisors and supports that we'll push this through.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Up the weekend edition of the KE Report. As promised, here's an update from Silver Crest Metals, recorded on Wednesday with Chris Ritchie, discussing the financial results and also looking ahead to some 2024 guidance. Getting an update from Silver Crest Metals, we're going to be talking about the recent Q4 and 2023 annual results, where the company beat guidance in terms of sales and, more importantly, I think, corporate all-in sustaining costs, as we have seen a lot of producers in the metal sector run hot on their cost basis. We are chatting with Chris Ritchie, president of Silver Crest Metals. Silver Crest is traded on the TSX under the symbol SIL and on the NYSE under the symbol SILV. Now, Chris, let's start off with more the share price reaction on the back of those financial results released on March 11th. We saw the share price, which was already in an uptrend throughout early March, really move higher on the back of these results and traded a huge amount of volume. You've been on the show talking about some of the short positions within the stock. Was a lot of that pop in your eyes, do you think, due to short covering?
Yeah, thanks. We've not seen a lot of fundamental capital flow to the space recently. The disconnect between the equities and the gold price is near historic highs. So to see close to $50 million across both markets come into the stock in one day, when our typical trading volume is roughly $10 million per day, I definitely think that was a significant amount of short covering and probably a little profit taking on the sell side. But again, I think that was a healthy amount of short covering that was just caught off guard.
Well, Chris, just in looking at the numbers, I think another reason you could have seen the stock pop was just that you're sitting in a pretty good position compared to a lot of the peers in the industry, because you don't have a big debt overhang compared to a lot of other silver and gold producers. And you also have lowered your cost. Your AISC was lower than expected, and you got some pretty nice revenue. So maybe just speak to the health of the balance sheet and how that differentiates Silvercrest from a lot of companies that are still struggling.
Yeah, and I think there's two components there, and one is definitely the balance sheet and the fundamentals. You know, our all-in sustaining cost came in at $12.58, which is below the low end of our guidance, and that's one of the lowest in the industry. That makes it extremely rare, which contributes to a really healthy balance sheet. I think we were very fortunate with how we financed the company. We were our operations team executed well on the build. We were on time, on budget, and that meant we quickly paid off all of our debt. So again, in the silver space, you know, the net debt of our peers has grown over 250% in the last 3 years while we're sitting on over $100 million of cash and bullion. So I think if you want to invest in gold and silver, but yet you're afraid of bad balance sheets, bad margins, execution risk, you know, the balance sheet also dovetails into people look at us, I think, as a bit of a safer vehicle to choose to invest in if you want that exposure. So I think one leads to the other. The healthy balance sheet and the fact that we're through the build gives people more confidence that holding on to us for a rally is a safer place to park your money for this space.
So, Chris, we all know how much costs have been a focus for investors, for big and small producers. Look, we've already said here that the company beat the guidance for all-in sustaining costs on a yearly basis. That came in at just over $12.50 per silver equivalent ounce. Now, look, we have seen costs continue to increase across the sector. Silvercrest is no different there. The guidance, which we did talk about on the last interview for 2024, right in between $15 to $15.90. How does the company go about constraining cost increases that the sector has seen sector-wide?
I mean, part of this is just we're fortunate to have more gold and silver in each shovelful of dirt we dig up. Right? If it costs something similar for everyone digging up a ton of dirt, if we've got twice as much gold and silver, it just reduces our unit costs. So, you know, what we spoke to on our conference call was, given that costs tend to track the metal price, margins tend to stay fairly static. So if some other mine has 10% margins and we have over 60% margins, that advantage tends to be permanent. And again, that's an all else equal comment. So our margins, you know, I think are something that is hopefully a resilient differentiator in our peer group. In terms of moderating costs at the asset level ourselves, it's tricky. I mean, we're seeing labor go up across every industry, and we're no different. Our energy costs, I think we're working really hard to get a solar contract in place for our power, and that means reducing our power costs, and that means locking in our power costs. So it's a hedge and a reduction in costs, and also a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, but it has to make sense business-wise for us to invest on the ESG front. So I don't see cost moderating a lot, to be honest, and that's, again, not a Silvercrest conversation. That's a every industry conversation. So the fact that we have the balance sheet and the margins in place, I think that advantage is going to stay really sticky for us.
Well, and that was a big news from last year, was that technical report and the guidance that, yeah, the share price took a hit on the back of, but it is showing to be much in line with what we are seeing. And then looking into this year, simply from the cash management perspective, you ended 2023 with over $105 million in the bank, $86 million in cash, with just over $19 million in bullion. You are still projecting to grow that cash throughout this year, 2024, but you will be paying taxes this year, so that cash build will be a bit on the lower end. What do you do with all this cash that's sitting on the balance sheet?
That's a good question. So for us in H1, the fact that we're paying taxes now, and I hope everyone reads the news release to see what we communicated on the tax side. So, you know, the first half of the year, we actually don't expect the cash to grow that much because, you know, we're now entering the real world of tax payments. But at gold and silver prices here, with the margins we have, you know, a lot of these big one-time expenditures, the change in the contractor, and some of these one-time hits on the tax side are behind us in a fantastic way. So what we hope to do with that cash is, you know, continue to build it up. We hope to be adding more to the bullion. We view holding bullion as a way to allocate money towards the currency of choice for our investors while also maintaining it so that we can be opportunistic. You know, part of this is, you know, a lot of feedback. Hey, give us a dividend, give us a dividend. The challenge in mining is there's not many single asset companies that do that. If something does go wrong, you're not necessarily positioned to fight off the problems, and you're not able to be opportunistic. You know, there's a lot of people who did not want us to build the project during COVID. It's too risky. What are you doing and whatnot? But guess what? That was exactly the right time to do it when no one else wanted us to. So, for us, hopefully more bullion. We did renew our buyback. And again, for us, the buyback is more about being opportunistic. If the stock ever gets beat up or weak again, those are the moments where we want to be buying. It's not a permanent structure and buy at all costs. But again, it's also something where we can return to the exploration. That's something where we want to look to sort of grow value while we're waiting for that market to turn, while reducing risk for our investors.
So to that point, since the company has so much cash on the balance sheet, the asset is built, are you going to be increasing the bullion holdings this year at a greater rate?
We hope so, but the reality is in H1, because of the tax, you know, are probably going to make that rate of change slower in the first half of the year or negligible in the first half. And the way we do this is we need to have a certain amount of cash on the balance sheet, a percentage of our free cash flow above and beyond that minimum cash balance is what we're allowed to add. So again, it just depends on the pricing of the metal and whatnot. And for the first half of the year, it's probably going to be pretty flat unless we see the gold price keep moving, and then we can keep inching it up. But what we have been able to do is actually earn a better income off of our bullion writing a covered call strategy. So the income that we're making while we wait is better income than we're making off of our treasuries and, you know, our GICs and the like. So again, we're making a better return while we make while holding it. And the big thing we're hoping is that investors say, I like this approach. You know, we're going to hold a few shares in Silvercrest to encourage them to keep going. And if that message gets out and we get rewarded for trying to hold back supply, trying to increase the price, try to give the investors more exposure with less risk, if we can change the way that the industry thinks about this topic, we can truly, truly change the economics of the industry, make this industry more healthy, and it will help every producer. If every producer can benefit from a higher metal price, then we want to do our part, and we hope everyone sees that.
That wraps up this weekend's show. I hope you all enjoyed the weekend edition of the KE Report. Be sure to visit our website, kereport.com, and podcast, and new YouTube page. Just search the KE Report. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The Corlin Economics Report. Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.